Now, think critically with me on this, please, because this is about Bitcoin. And when we talk about Bitcoin, some people lose their minds and they just rationality goes out the window. And understand that I support decentralization of the money supply, and I support, you know, blockchain technology and distributed ledgers. And one of the best properties of Bitcoin, and by the way, my favorite crypto is Monero because of the privacy factors, but one of the best properties of Bitcoin is that it cannot be counterfeited by any government. The supply of Bitcoin is algorithmically limited, and no government can just print Bitcoin. Therefore, it's considered an honest ledger. However, so this is the part that I need you to stay with me. Let's use logic and reason. Donald Trump, the president-elect, is apparently on board with this idea of having the U.S. government buy a Bitcoin reserve. Now, how would the government buy Bitcoin? Let's just follow the logic here. The government would, of course, print dollars. So the government would use counterfeit currency to buy Tether, let's say. I mean, this is the most likely route because Tether is tied to the dollar. And then they would trade Tether for Bitcoin. Now, in other words, you can counterfeit, effectively, you can counterfeit Tether if you can counterfeit dollars. If you're the government or the Federal Reserve in this case, if you can counterfeit dollars, you can counterfeit Tether, which means that you can counterfeit the Tether currency, which has no limit on how many Tether coins are in existence, right? No limit whatsoever. You can counterfeit, I don't know, a couple trillion dollars in Tether, right? And then you could trade those for Bitcoin. And so effectively then, as the federal government, you can counterfeit your way into Bitcoin. Even though you can't counterfeit Bitcoin itself, you could counterfeit the dollars that are used to buy Bitcoin. That means that the resulting Bitcoin price is itself counterfeit. It's artificially too high because counterfeit dollars are used to buy Bitcoin. Now, this is where a lot of Bitcoiners lose their minds, of course, because they just want the price to go up and up and up forever, and it's already hit like $90,000 a coin, and they think if the government starts buying it, maybe it'll go to, you know, $1 million a coin. But what does that value mean if the underlying dollar can be counterfeited? You see, think about it this way. If you or I purchase Bitcoin, we actually have to earn the money to do so. You know, we have to earn the dollars or the euros or the yen or whatever we use to purchase Bitcoin. We can't just create that money out of thin air. So when we buy Bitcoin, that's an honest purchase. When the government buys Bitcoin, it counterfeits the currency that's used to buy Bitcoin. So that's a counterfeit purchase. So the government can acquire Bitcoin without any effort. You and I have to acquire Bitcoin with effort, or we have to trade something of real value into, let's say, dollars or Tether in order to get Bitcoin. The government doesn't have to do that. So the deeper the government's involvement in Bitcoin, the less honest that ledger actually is. It has been tainted by government counterfeit currency printing. And by the way, that has already happened. That has already happened. Now think about it. Over the last 5 or 10 years, if you were the Federal Reserve or just central banks anywhere in the world and you could create currency, wouldn't you buy up Bitcoin? Wouldn't you just print a bunch of currency and use it to buy Bitcoin so that you could control it? Because if you're a central bank, you don't really want Bitcoin to succeed. You want to be a Trojan horse to get into Bitcoin so you can manipulate it. Because you, as a central bank, you want to have monopoly control over the power to create money, because that's the power to wage war. That's the power to run propaganda campaigns. That's the power to pay off politicians. The power to create money is the power to destroy, to control, to dominate. It is the power of our world. If you're a central bank, you're not going to give up that power voluntarily. You're going to infiltrate Bitcoin and maybe other prominent cryptos, Ether, for example. And how are you going to do that? You're going to counterfeit your currency and swap it into Bitcoin. you're going to own. You're going to be a whale or a distributed whale. You wouldn't put it all in one wallet, obviously. You would try to hide your activities and distribute it among, you know, thousands of wallets. But you would control the Bitcoin marketplace. You could cause the price to move up or down by buying or selling. And that's exactly what central banks have been doing. Now, since Bitcoin is not itself backed by anything physical, let's say, there's really no logical or mathematical limit to how low or how high the price can go. Bitcoin could be worth $1. I mean, it was worth less than that before. Or it could be worth $1 million. And there's, again, there's really nothing tying it to the 3D physical world that would help moderate that. Now, gold and silver, by the way, of course, are physical commodities, physical, they're on the table of elements. Now, governments can print money to buy gold and silver. So they can manipulate gold and silver markets in much the same way that they can manipulate Bitcoin markets or other crypto markets. However, government can't sell gold down below some reasonable value because gold and silver also have intrinsic industrial value. There's an intrinsic value in those metals. And if the government tries to manipulate the price below those intrinsic values, then a whole lot of people are going to come in and buy them up and push the price back up. Because, well, that's called triage. And that's a money-making opportunity for speculators who know what they're doing. But for Bitcoin, there's no anchor to the real world below which everybody would say, oh, we have to buy it and bring it back up to the utility value. You see what I mean? So Bitcoin can be manipulated more, which is why Bitcoin has, of course, more volatility in its price. But I'm saying right now that we need to be very, very cautious, be very wary about buying up a bunch of Bitcoin at this current price. Now, could it go a lot higher? Absolutely, it could. But what you're doing, think about it. You're buying into a system that has been compromised by the counterfeiting of currency. And there's just no way around that at this point. There's no way around it. Once Tether was created, by the way, it polluted the crypto space or any stable coin that was tied to fiat currency. That bridge between fiat currency and crypto will one day prove to be the destruction of much of the so-called value of the crypto space. Why? Because the dollar is going to collapse. The dollar is going to collapse. The dollar is going to be printed into oblivion. It will suffer rapid devaluation, i.e. a hyperinflation of prices. And when the dollar collapses, ask yourself, what happens to Tether? No, seriously, what happens to the value of Tether when the dollar collapses? So if the dollar goes to effectively zero value, and that day is coming, then by definition, Tether goes to effectively zero value also. Which would mean that, you know, one Bitcoin would cost, well, infinite tethers at some point, you know, when it hits zero. But let's say billions of tethers, trillions of tethers. So then you'll be stuck with a massive oversupply of Bitcoin value, an oversupply of Bitcoin price, no longer propped up by Tether purchasing Bitcoin. Then you're going to see a rapid fall of Bitcoin price. Whenever this day comes, I don't know when it is, and granted, Bitcoin will likely rise until this day. So just to be clear, Bitcoin could go to, well, I'm sure it's going to go over 100,000. Bitcoin could go over 200,000, 500,000. Bitcoin could be $1 million a coin before this day arrives. We don't know when it is. But when this day arrives, that the dollar collapses, and probably the euro and probably the yen, the Western currencies are going to collapse, then there's going to be a massive oversupply of Bitcoin price value, you could say. And that will not be supported for long because as people try to sell Bitcoin for something, you know, try to swap out Bitcoin for, you know, whatever the next currency is, because obviously there's going to be new currencies that replace the collapsing dollar. There might be a breakup of the United States. There might be regional nation states like the Republic of Texas, it'll have its own currency. Well, how many Texas bucks is somebody going to be willing to spend to buy one Bitcoin? Well, the answer is that it's not going to be anywhere near the $1 trillion that Bitcoin might have just been worth as the dollar was collapsing. That's not going to be the case. Why? Well, because what's the real world utility of Bitcoin? I mean, yes, it has real world utility in many ways. It is divisible. It is instantly transferable or near instantly. It is non-confiscatable if you have possession of Bitcoin in your own wallet and you have your own keys. But you can't really argue now that it's non-counterfeitable if the government's going to print dollars and buy into Bitcoin. So the price is counterfeitable. You see what I mean? The price and the price supply is the result of counterfeit currency. So how many Texas bucks would a person pay to buy a Bitcoin? It's not going to be anywhere near what Bitcoin is costing now in terms of dollars. So you're going to see Bitcoin prices absolutely plummet with the collapse of the dollar. And also there's the fact that Bitcoin never turned into the digital silver, which is buying and selling everyday transactions with Bitcoin. It never took off as a merchant solution for a number of reasons. You know, the cost per transaction is too high and the time per transaction is too slow and so on. Even with the rollout of the Lightning Network and things like that, it hasn't really solved this problem. We don't have widespread merchant adoption of Bitcoin. So that's when Bitcoin began to be really positioned as digital gold. It's something that you buy and hold on to. It's an asset. And for a lot of people, that made sense. It's an asset that's out of the dollar. At least, you know, that's what everybody thought, because you don't want to have the dollar risk. So you go to Bitcoin or gold, let's say. Well, but now if the US government is going to buy a bunch of Bitcoin, now you have dollar risk in Bitcoin. So you're not separated from the dollar anymore. And when the dollar collapses, Bitcoin is going to plummet. So then you're going to have a mad rush out of Bitcoin to get into something that doesn't suffer the same exposure. What would that be? Well, the answer is kind of obvious. It's gold. The answer is obvious. So the smart play would be, like, if you had a crystal ball, here's the smart play, would be to buy a bunch of Bitcoin now. And if you knew exactly when the dollar was going to collapse, then at the peak of Bitcoin, which is the peak of the dollar, most likely, you would sell Bitcoin for gold. You would be out of the dollar and out of Bitcoin, and you'd be sitting on physical gold as both the dollar and Bitcoin collapse. But since you don't have a crystal ball, and we don't know when that day is going to come, none of us do, myself included, the safest bet, in my opinion, is to just go from dollars to gold. And then you're sitting on gold this entire time. And you can do that right now. Dollars can still buy gold. Now, you'll miss the Bitcoin rise and fall. You will. At some point, you'll be kicking yourself. You're like, Bitcoin's 250,000. I should have bought more, you know? And you're like, gold's only 5,000 or whatever. Gold won't rise as rapidly as Bitcoin during the next bubble period. But when Bitcoin collapses, gold won't collapse. Gold will actually skyrocket. So as Bitcoin plummets from maybe $250,000 a coin to $1 per Bitcoin, let's just say, theoretically, gold could be skyrocketing from $3,000 to $25,000 an ounce. And it's these assets and the timing of what you hold and when you get in and out that's going to determine the greatest transfer of wealth in history. It will be the greatest transfer of wealth in history. And for me personally, I believe in the table of elements. I don't have to believe in it. It is. It's just there. It's the laws of physics. So gold and silver are going to have intrinsic value no matter what. Yes, they can be manipulated by governments. And yes, they're not as divisible as Bitcoin, not even close. And yes, you can't transfer them electronically, which is why I've said to people, it's good to have some crypto also. Have some crypto in your wallet. But if you really want to prepare yourself for the big financial reset that's coming, the big currency collapse, personally, I think the answer is gold in the long run. Gold is going to hold value and will avoid risk better than anything else. Now, again, if you're a timing guru and you think you can time Bitcoin just perfectly, then Bitcoin is probably going to go up significantly over the next few years. But since I'm not a financial advisor and I don't have a crystal ball, I can't tell you which way to play this. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I own some Bitcoin and I own some gold. Here's what I'm doing. I am not selling either. There's my answer. I'm not going to sell Bitcoin for gold right now. I'm not going to sell Bitcoin for dollars. I'm not going to sell gold for Bitcoin. I'm not going to sell gold for dollars. I'm just going to sit on what I have. When gold dips, I will buy more gold. If Bitcoin were to dip substantially, like a 50% drop, I might consider buying more Bitcoin, but at these current prices, I'm not. I do realize Bitcoin's going to go up. I just don't know when that ends. And I don't know what happens to the exchanges when the dollar collapses, and I don't know when the dollar will collapse. The dollar could collapse overnight. That could collapse the entire banking system. This is why I also don't trust electronic dollars, by the way. So trading out dollars for gold that you have in your hands or that you have physical control over, which could mean in a trusted third-party vault that's insured, for example, or for silver, to me, that's safer than a bank. So whatever you decide to do, understand the systemic risk in the system. It is there. It is real. Bitcoin has major advantages. Bitcoin is going to be part of the future of finance, I have no doubt. But the fact that it's so strongly tied to the dollar gives me a lot of red flags. I don't like it at all. I don't trust the counterfeit dollar currency system. I do trust gold and silver because I don't have to trust them because they're physical elements. So if you want to get some gold and silver, our sponsor in that space, if you haven't checked them out yet, it's metalswithmike.com. Metalswithmike.com. I do not receive a commission on that. Their prices are really competitive. You'll see. You can see real-time pricing on their website. And I've got some other forms of gold and silver that I also promote, such as prepper bars, which are breakaway silver pieces, or gold backs, which are highly divisible gold, like 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in the shape of a beautiful bill. You can get those at rangerdeals.com. Rangerdeals.com. You'll see both of those choices there. Or again, Metals with Mike for the traditional gold and silver coins. Or if you're going to buy Bitcoin, the exchange that I recommend is Kraken. K-R-A-K-E-N. Kraken.com. That's the only one that would allow me to even join them, by the way. Everybody else deplatformed me. So Kraken.com. And if I were going to buy Bitcoin, I would also definitely buy some Monero. I would have Monero on hand because Monero is a privacy coin and it can't be surveilled. So Bitcoin can be. So keep all that in mind. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com. Remember, I'm pro Bitcoin, pro crypto, pro Monero, pro gold, pro silver, anti-dollar. That's the takeaway from this. But pick your basket of risk, you know? Do your research. Do what's best for you. Understand we're headed into crazy times. There's a lot of risk in the system. Try not to get burned. Whatever you hold in your hands, you have the most control over. So keep that in mind. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Take care. Available now for the first time at healthrangerstore.com, we have Crunchy Munchies. These are really amazingly delicious. Organic fruit purees. We have a banana strawberry that's available now. You see it on the left side there. And then we have an apple cinnamon banana crunchy munchie that's over here. These are really incredible. Great snacks for adults and for kids as well. Certified organic, laboratory tested, and freeze-dried. So
long-term storage is just built into the product because of its freeze-dried nature. We also have now a new batch back in stock of the banana, peanut butter, and chocolate smoothie mix, which has incredibly simple, clean ingredients. And we have our turmeric tincture back in stock, a brand new batch of our turmeric as well, which is, of course, laboratory tested. And understand that a lot of the turmeric in the marketplace contains high levels of lead. So heavy metals testing is really critical to get clean turmeric. So if you're using any kind of a turmeric supplement, make sure that it is tested. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see here our freeze-dried crunchy munchies are featured right here. And we've also got the, Anatto Vitamin E Tocotrienols soft gels. That's in stock. But right here, you can see our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this because it just tastes great, and it's just all natural ingredients, certified organic. We've got organic whey protein back in stock, and as well as our fair trade freeze-dried organic instant coffee that is a favorite, also laboratory tested. And when it comes to coffee, you have to watch out for high cadmium content in a lot of coffee. So, you know, the laboratory testing is really critical in all of this, and we do more testing than anybody else that I know of in the world in terms of having our own laboratory, ISO accredited, certified organic, laboratory is inspected and tested and audited every year for the certification. And then on top of that, our food manufacturing facility is audited and inspected as well. And when it comes to organic instant coffee, you got to watch out for cadmium content. So we test for cadmium as well. It's one of the heavy metals that we routinely test for. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have on sale here, lots of different items. We've got featured categories, personal care, preparedness, supplements, food and beverage, and home. And understand that my philosophy is that we don't use synthetic substances, artificial fragrance chemicals. We don't use fillers. We don't use artificial colors or dyes or any kind of nonsense garbage like that. Instead, we focus on certified organic, clean, pure, natural, laboratory tested ingredients for your body, for your meals, for your home, for your supplements, for preparedness, and much more. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. And also check out our new line of Escape Zone bags, which you can find at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And this brings you the EMF protected and ballistic, bulletproof protected backpacks, as well as a laptop case, although the ballistic version is out of stock at the moment. But we've got EMF protection in small backpacks as well. Also laptop bags and sleeves for mobile devices and tablets, mobile phones, satellite phones, and so much more, plus an EMF blanket. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com/escape. So get yourself prepared, protect your health, boost up your nutrition, protect yourself from EMFs, and help support our store and our platform. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.